I'm so nervous. My stomach is in knots. I'm filled with excitement and dread. I just hope that no one else found the letter. The letter intended for your eyes only. I slid it under the door to your bedchambers, but there's always the possibility of an attendant or a guard picking it up. It was a risky move, I know, but nevertheless, a risk worth taking. Yes? Oh, thank the gods, it's you.
Your Grace.
No, please. No titles. You try to curtsy before me, but I quickly draw you back up to your full height. You know you never have to be ceremonious with me, but I think you often forget. You may be my handmaiden, but I see you as my equal. You always have been. My eyes pour over you, and my heart fills with gratitude, admiration, and desire. You're still wearing your gown from tonight's banquet, the one to celebrate my arranged marriage to the Duke. It's more ornate than your usual dress, but still quite modest compared to the various noblemen and women who attended. You come to me and brush my hair from my shoulder. Your hands automatically encircle around my waist, and I press our foreheads together. Your touch never fails to send sparks through me. We hold each other, simply enjoying our precious, short-lived time together. It must have been hard for you tonight, watching me being wed to another. Please, you must know how difficult it is for me to feign love for the Duke.
Of course, I know my love.
You know, there's nothing in this world I want less than to marry him. He's a perfectly fine man, and I must appear happy for the Duke, for the court. You know, it's always been you I want.
Shh. It's all right. We're here, together in this moment. Let us take peace in that.
Your lips calm my racing heart. Damn this fate I've been born to. Damn the rules that say you and I can't be together. Tonight was the first time I met him, out in front of the entire court. It was dreadful.
You're quite the actor. I don't think anyone could tell what wicked thoughts were going through your head.
Wicked thoughts, indeed. I couldn't stop thinking about you. And those unspeakable things you did to me last night. I tuck a strand of silky hair behind your ear and slide my hands around your waist. Oh, the scent of you fills me with desire. Let's not speak any more of my husband or my fate. I'd rather spend what time we have together doing other things. Your cheek grazes over mine, nuzzling into me until our lips finally meet. Your fingers trace over the ribbon laces of my bodice, slowly unraveling the bow at the top. We've spent the evening stealing glances from across the banquet hall, brushing shoulders and grazing fingers every chance we got.
Ooh, I could hardly control myself tonight. Thinking of you, thinking of this.
I try not to think about the inevitability of our future, torn apart by betrothal and societal standards. Tonight is for showing you just how badly I hunger for your touch, how desperately I crave to feel your fingers deep inside of me. Your tongue slips between my lips and massages mine. Your lips are like velvet against mine, though there is desperate need behind your kiss. Your hands grip my hips, your nails digging into my skin as you pull me as close as we can possibly get to one another. We're like two halves attempting to become whole once more. You pull hard at the laces, and my corset loosens. I yank at it while you pull my sleeves down my shoulders. Finally, my breath breasts are free. You turn your head to the side and expose your neck. I hungrily trail my kiss across your collarbone and up to your ear. You lean forward and press your face into my breasts. Oh. I tip my head back and stare up at the ceiling as your lips enclose around each of my nipples. We maneuver to the bed and I pull you down onto it. You crawl up my body and I quickly shed my evening gown. I pull up your skirts and lift the dress up over your head. You collapse down onto me, your knees on either side of my hips. I slide my thigh between your legs and you grind down on my lap. I take a moment to admire your bare body as you pleasure yourself against me. Your eyes are wide and full of lust. You lean forward and wrap your hands around my wrists, playfully pinning me down to the bed. Oh my God, I love that little grin, that twinkle of mischief in your eyes. The sight of your teeth scraping across your lip. You're wet between your legs, and it's spreading up and down across my thigh. I can feel the heat growing between both of our legs, and it's almost too much to bear. I sit up suddenly, breaking your hold around my wrists and flip our positions with you on your belly beneath me. I lay nearly atop you and slip my hand down the curve and swell of your ass. You raise your ass up and give me room to stroke your wet, throbbing clit.
Oh my God.
I massage your clit in slow circles, my hips bucking desperately against yours. Oh, you are mine. As I am yours.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.